was an amazing place to start with Denali Junior Nordic, and then we had a little group called the Snowmads for a few years. It was a race squad of Denali Junior Nordic, and training with the high school team and as a youngster, and then racing with them later on. It all starts just being on skis, skiing back and forth to the bus stop, and or skiing after school, or whatever you're able to do. The more you can get out and do that, the better. The kids that grow up with skis tend to stick with them, and they tend to do well in school and all sorts of fun extra aspects to that. So,
I understand that Denali Nordic Ski Club of Talkeetna is hosting a technique clinic in which you're going to be running this, Saturday, February 11th at noon at Talkeetna Lakes Park. And are you going to tell us a little bit about what you'll be doing there?
Yeah, so it'll be split. Most likely it'll be about a two-hour clinic. We'll do an hour focused on classic technique and an hour focused on skate. And it'll kind of depend on who shows up and who wants what. We'll cover some basic technique in both, some body position things that help across the board, whether you're a total novice skier or somebody who's been racing at a high level for many years. I'll go through and chat with people individually and come up with some stuff for people to work on. And hopefully everybody can come away with a little better technique. And technique is a fun component of skiing, because it's something that you can always work on. And the better your technique is, the easier it is to ski. Technique, I guess, has always been something that's interested me. Growing up, I had a couple really good examples. I was chasing Tasmanics and crew around from when I was in fifth grade out of the high school, and I guess watching them and trying to learn how to make myself go faster eventually turned into an eye for watching and helping athletes of all ages now develop better technique and better speed and all that fun stuff.
Thanks to Mother Nature, snow conditions have been quite good this year in both Talkeetna and Anchorage.
Yeah, so having good snow in town is very much a nice thing. Makes my job a lot easier.
Although Nordic skiing is often thought of as an individual sport, there's a lot of teamwork involved on and off the snow. Getting the right temperature of wax for the current snow conditions is a huge component to the making of fast skiers.
Usually you have a coach, a wax tech, and the athlete. So there's this fun triad of how to go fast, how to develop as an athlete. And I am fortunate to have been in all three positions now, and it definitely helps lend some perspective to everybody.
Galen praises his 87-year-old athlete, who is an example of speed acquired from a lifetime of perfecting technique.
I think that speaks to skiing as truly a lifetime sport. You know, a lot of sports, eventually your body gets to the point that it doesn't tolerate it anymore. Basketball or running or different high-impact sports. And skiing seems to be something that it's so low impact, and it can be low speed and low risk if you do it right. And yeah, so if you build those skills to be safe on your skis and have fun on your skis when you're a youngster, when crashing and burning a couple times isn't a big issue, you can get to that point where, yeah, you can be 80 years old and still trucking along in the woods. And you know, whether you're racing and skiing fast on groomed trails, or whether you're just bopping through the woods on wide skis and enjoying the winter light, it's all pretty special to be out and about.
And thanks so much for your time today, Galen. It was a pleasure to talk with you.
Hey, thanks so much.
For KTNA, I'm Katie Ryder.